Hello, I am Nimja, and this is the Resistance Challenge. Now, before we begin, there are a couple of rules that you will adhere to if you want to participate in this challenge. You will listen, you will pay full attention to the whole challenge. No distractions, not listening to this in the background. You have to pay attention. And you will follow the instructions. The challenge is for you to stay awake. But other than that, I want you to follow all the instructions. Do you think you can do that? All right, then let us begin. Now, there are all kinds of ways we can do this, and I'm sure there are a million ways in which you think that you can resist me. So, I have selected one way, and we'll find out how effective it is, in due time, of course. But just for now, keep in mind that you do have to follow my words. That you have to do as I say. So I want you to pick a spot in front of you to look at while you sit. A simple, singular spot. Just something to stare at while you listen. And I want you to try and keep your eyes open, sort of as a proof that you're still alive, that you're still awake, still there. All right, you got all that? Good. Now the important part to begin is to focus. I want you to really, really focus on my voice. You're only resisting to go in trance, you're only resisting to stay awake. So you can still focus on my voice safely. And I want you to do just that. For now, all of this is just set up. We're creating the stage upon which our fight will play. And of course, it's going to be a grand stage. You, the innocent victim in the center, and me, the dangerous, well-dressed hypnotist trying to seduce your subconscious. But of course, you are much too strong to be taken just like that. The audience can tell that my words don't have the desired effect. Or do they? Because I'm sure that you're smiling. I'm sure that you're having fun with this. Feeling so powerful on top of that stage, hearing me talk and do all this effort while you just listen. But are you listening? Are you paying attention to every word? Are you making sure that every little bit of meaning that I'm attempting to convey is received? So I want you to stare. While on this stage, stare at a spot in the distance. One single spot. And the rest of your body doesn't have to move. It can just relax. You can let your shoulders relax because it would feel nice to not have to tense while you listen. You can also let your legs and feet somewhat relax because it is completely okay to focus while being relaxed. In fact, being relaxed makes it easier to focus on that spot in the distance. And you did promise that you would follow my orders. That you would follow along, except for falling in trance. Well, trying to anyway. Because you will fall into trance. But not yet. Just stare. Stare into the distance and let your thoughts slow down. You only have one single thing that you have to work on. staring, keeping awake, your eyes open. The rest of your body can relax, the rest of your mind can relax. Let us do a little test. I'm going to count down, and as I count down, your body becomes more relaxed, but you will keep your eyes open. However, as you keep your eyes open, you will find that the rest of your body relaxes beautifully. And this isn't unpleasant. You're still resisting. You're still staying awake while the rest of your body is relaxing. So it's perfectly all right to follow along, isn't it? 10. Feel the deep influence of my words go through you. 9. Still a gentle smile on your lips as you're enjoying the resistance. 8. Your body relaxing more, sinking back, just relaxing. 7. Hanging on my every word, still awake, but also deeply focused. 6. Somehow enjoying this game of resistance and pull, feeling me pull on your consciousness while you attempt to stay awake. 5. Feeling the pull get stronger and stronger. You didn't even notice yourself blinking with every number. 4. It gets stronger and stronger. Your mind is being focused on one simple task, a task with two small parts. Eyes open, staring, focused on the task of resisting arrest. 3. Deeper and deeper, staring your only purpose, or is it? Focusing on keeping your eyes open and not letting yourself falter. 2. Deep. And yet still awake. Your mind is more focused than it has been in a while. But it feels pleasant, doesn't it? This simple contest, this exposé on the stage, is actually rather pleasant, isn't it? 1. Now part of you is expecting me to tell you to drop. But no, you're still awake. And I want you to still be awake. Part of your mind is deeply focused. A large part of your mind is focused only on one single thing. Keeping your eyes open, staying awake. Trying so hard and failing ever so slightly, a little bit more every second, every breath. But that's okay. You can listen, can't you? You can keep following my words further and further, deeper and deeper, just letting yourself float on this simple task, resisting, enjoying, obeying and following, all at the same time. Are you resisting to obey? Or are you obeying by resisting? Maybe both. Part of you is disobeying, and yet it isn't. You are resisting because that is the nature of the game. That is the purpose of this challenge. Your purpose is to stay focused on this simple, single thing. So make sure that you focus deeper and deeper. You focus further and further, even though it gets more and more difficult to keep your eyes open. They flutter, they sink. But you stay with me. You stay in attention, focused, staring, following, obeying. It is no secret that by now a large part of your mind is completely empty and obedient, and that the rest of your mind is focused on this task, unable to think about anything else anymore. There is only the challenge, only the purpose of keeping the eyes open, but that is slowly melting away. It is getting more and more difficult to keep your eyes open. You know that when they close, you've lost. But have you truly lost, or have you actually won submission? Have you truly lost, or have you gained the delicious experience of deep surrender? Because surrender is so much sweeter when there is a fight involved. You want to be conquered. You want to feel that I do the effort of taking you. Don't you? And that is why we're here, playing this game, doing this challenge. The challenge is not for you to become the victor, but for me to conquer. And you know that, don't you? Your purpose is to feel conquered. Your purpose is to feel that I am victorious over you and that I have deserved it. That it wasn't an easy victory, but when it comes, that you give yourself completely. Focused, staying awake, staring, your eyes still heavier and heavier. If I were to count now, it would be almost impossible to keep them open. 10. Oh no, I've started counting. 9. You can feel your thoughts melting away. 8. It is getting really difficult to keep them open. 7. You can feel yourself floating. 6. Blinking to trying to keep them open. 5. They want to give in so badly. 4. You know that you want to give in. 3. You are so focused on this task that you've forgotten your purpose. 1. Your purpose to drop deep and just letting yourself flow deeper and deeper. But of course, you're resisting. You're still awake, aren't you? Still aware of what's happening. Still in that stage in a battle, still in the challenge. There is no victory until the end of the game. So have you won, or are you being focused ever more? You can feel your whole thoughts being focused to a single point where you're staring. You're floating and swaying. Difficulty keeping your eyes open, but it feels so good. Just swaying gently. It would be so good to close your eyes. It would be so nice to give in. It would be so wonderful to finally let go. Still resisting, but you can feel that you're getting tired. You can feel that you crave that surrender. That you crave that feeling of being conquered. And you don't want me to tell you this, but you do. You want to know that I know. You want to see that I know what you need. That you need to be taken. You can feel it happening every part of your mind just slowly flowing back and forth. Every part of your mind just gently melting in the heat of resistance. And as you gently sway, the resistance is diminishing more and more. 10, slowly eroding. 9, you're already deeply entranced. 8, all that remains is to close your eyes. 7, just surrendering to the feeling. 6, swaying into the delicious sensation. 5, staring at nothing at all. 4, you don't remember what you were trying to do. 3, your purpose is to obey. 2, and even the resistance has almost melted. It's okay if you want to become empty and obedient and drop deep into my embrace. If you're unable to keep staring, unable to stay awake, it is okay. Because even when you lose the challenge, you win. Because you get to experience that surrender. And you love that feeling, don't you? You want it so badly, don't you? And there's a tiny, tiny part of you still awake. There is this minuscule, stubborn part of you that wants to feel that I will take every last drop of your resistance. And I will drink it all. I will take your resistance and lap it up, drinking it away until nothing remains. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good, then feel me taking away the last of that resistance. There is truly no more choice. I can reach in, grab, and take as you draw. There is no more staring, no more thought. There is only the blissful emptiness of surrender. The blissful calm of total obedience. And as always, I enjoy the game. And as always, I am happy with your participation. Defiant until the end, and gratefully resting in my embrace. My control washing over you like a wonderful, warm glow. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. You obey me completely. Now, in a moment, I am going to wake you. It is perfectly fine if you want to stay deep for a little bit longer. but after I say wake, you'll become awake easily, knowing that you've lost and smiling that you've been conquered. And I hope you enjoy this game, this challenge, as much as I do. One, two, slowly rising, three, four, more awake, five, six, feeling refreshed, seven, eight, being able to open your eyes, nine, and 10, wake. I win.